Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, November the 10th, 2022, 11:10:22 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion at this point. Well, we want to thank Governor Strickland for coming on this morning. Two governors in 1 week. How about that? Not bad at all, to say the least, but wow. Some very strong opinions there by the former governor. What a statement. You know, sometimes statements are made, and you think about them, and you say, that's something you'll remember. Jesus could not win as a Democrat in Ohio. That's very, very profound, coming from a former governor and a man who's run for other offices in Ohio. Well, if you have any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning as we switch gears here from Election Day to Veterans Day tomorrow? We will have our special Veterans Day show from 10:15 until 12 noon tomorrow. And, of course, I'll kick off the morning at 8:15 until 9 a.m. So here we are, 740-751-4038. Is there anything anybody else would like to talk about? Doesn't have to be about the interview this morning. Could be anything on your mind as we go on down the road here at WGH Talk. 740-751-4038. But find another talk show. Not only in the state of Ohio, but anywhere, where in 1 week you have two governors on in the same week, and a former treasurer of the United States. Not too bad at all, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
What kind of a doings are they having over in Founders Park?
Oh, there's doings over in Founders Park today? I wasn't invited, I guess.
Well, it says... Frontier. I think that's the cable company. There's a bunch of well-dressed people over there setting up tents and cornhole. What else do I see? Maybe a food truck. I don't know.
Really? On a Thursday?
Yes, I wasn't sure what they were promoting. I thought maybe if there was an opportunity where I could get a free hot dog or something, I'd better know about it.
Well, you know, I'm looking here. I'm going to the newspaper, and I don't see anything there. I don't know.
Hey, before I forget, I wanted to give you a great big thank you.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. For what?
Fruitcake Mountain Dew is amazing.
No. You tried that horrid stuff?
Well, and I did. I was kind of apprehensive because when we talked last Friday, I told you some of the hybrids are like, you can like gingerbread cookies and Mountain Dew, but gingerbread Mountain Dew was an epic fail, so I was like, we'll see how this goes. I am addicted, but I hate that because it's like it's a seasonal thing. So now I have to run around trying to stock up because I know it's not going to last long. I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Wait, we got to talk about this here. But I know you're out there driving the bus this morning. But I
no,
do...
well, I'm parked right now. Okay. We can talk for 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, this. Well, you know, I got nothing else to do. But here's the important...
You won't slouch you.
I know, I'll never forget that. But,
I won't either.
Here's the 2 points. Number one, I just found this out on election night, because before election night, we went and had some dinner beforehand at Wendy's. And all summer long, I had loved the strawberry frosty. And when the end of summer came, they did take it off the menu. And they said it was going to be a seasonal item, as the Fruitcake Mountain Dew apparently is seasonal. The other night, we go over there, and I said, well, what kind of Frosties do you have? Because I know you have more than just chocolate. And they said, we have strawberry. So the strawberry Frosty is back at Wendy's. So that could, I don't know if it's seasonal for the holidays, but I know it's back right now. So I wanted to say that. Or maybe it was so popular. Yes. Or maybe it was just so popular now they've replaced the vanilla Frosty with it. But.
Well, and sometimes you do. I mean, it does kind of. It is kind of sucky when you get addicted to something. Like, I mean, when the steak, egg, and cheese bagel went bye-bye at McDonald's, I'm like, how could they even do that? That had to have been one of their most popular items.
Well, but the other question here is, what did it taste like, this horrid fruit quake Mountain Dew?
Well, it was the best of both worlds. Like, you got, the only thing that was kind of weird as I tasted it was I got, like, a note of cranberry, like a strong cranberry, and I don't think they put cranberries in fruitcake, not traditional, like a Claxton. I know that there's, like, those, I think it's cherries and papaya and the walnut. But I didn't think that they used cranberry, so, but it was really spicy, you know, you get like the,
oh, it does,
like a ginger ale taste, so like it does, this Mountain Dew.
So it does taste like a fruitcake.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Like you get the spicy flavors, like the gingery, the peppery, gingery taste of the cranberry. I did get a strong taste of cranberry, and I wasn't quite sure where they were coming. But it wasn't that it didn't taste good. I'm pretty sure cranberries are never in fruitcake. Maybe I'm wrong. Wouldn't be the first time.
Did you have to buy it by the 12-pack?
I just went through because I didn't want to be stuck with a whole 12-pack of something that I wasn't going to drink. So I just went through the drive-thru there at the corner store by my house and got a bottle of it. $3 for a throwaway bottle. But I said, whatever. I'll do anything for fruitcake. And I tasted it, and it was love at first drop.
Oh, I you see, I just can't even imagine. And you know, I'm at the studio tomorrow, and I keep thinking I should buy some of this just to try it on the air because of the long-standing fruitcake. I just can't bring myself to do it. I cannot buy this. I feel like I'm contributing to the mob if I buy this Fruitquake Mountain Dew.
Yeah, well, it was amazing, and I was like, thank you, Scott. I didn't know about it before you told me about it, and I was like, I've got to try this.
Well, you know, that's my goal in life. Keep fruit cake alive.
Anything for the cause.
Anything for the cause. By the way, anybody, you know, we had Governor Strickland on there. He's not in the fruitcake toss yet.
Oh, really? Well, have you had very many more nominations?
I think we're still at 32 at this point. I think we're at 32. But I did say the other day, you know, people who have been at the station, like Ted Williams, Ted Strickland, who else did I say the other day? There were a couple of...
I have to get to the dugout, but I'll be tuning in.
Go to the dugout. Enjoy yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fruitquake Mountain Dew. Holy man. Oh, the Harding impersonator? Yeah, the President Harding impersonator. He has not been entered in the fruitcake toss, so if you'd like to nominate somebody, it's all about nominations. December 15th at 7:10 p.m. will be the big fruit cake toss, and boy, we've got a lot of people in. Sarah, Judy Cressa, Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Sarah's bringing two other people, Ralph Thacker, Donald Bauer, Glenn Coble, Brandon, Angie, myself, Terry Tackett, Linda Sims, Adam, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown, Fire Chief Deem, Mayor Jack Kellogg, James Anderson from the Tallgrass Trail, Ted Jolliffe, Jeannie Evers, and I know I'm forgetting another, I believe George Kasotis is in it. Bob Welsh from Columbus. Whole group of people in this big fruitcake toss. So the lines are open here. Has anybody else tried that vile Fruitquake Mountain Dew? See, they didn't even name it Fruitcake Mountain Dew because they knew people would be so turned off by the idea of it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. And heaven knows there's a lot to talk about. I still... and by the way, if anybody's heard anything back from anybody in regard to the fruitcake toss, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, what else is on the agenda here this morning. Oh, the receipts at McDonald's. You know, that's just a tragedy for me. Every morning, the receipts do not print out the code to where I can read it. You need the code to go to the website, to take the survey, to get the free item from McDonald's that you get 5 a month. And here we are now, the 10th of November. I'm not even sure if I'm going to get to 5 this month because they're not changing their register tape. So I don't know what's going to happen there. 740-751-4038. Who else is in the fruitcake? You know, there are some people here who I know I'm forgetting. But there's other stuff tied up in the fruitcake toss, by the way. The winner gets a plaque being brought in, specialized plaque, being brought in by Bob Welsh from Columbus. We also have the certificate letting everybody know you are the 2022 Fruitcake Toss Champion. You will get a Claxton fruitcake to eat yourself. And you also get dinner somewhere. And I believe it might be pizza. It might be dinner somewhere. It really hasn't been decided yet. But you'll get dinner somewhere here in Marion on us. Dinner and dessert, because the dessert will be that Claxton fruitcake. So there you go. Oh, who else is in it? I wish I had. The full list is at the studio, and I don't have it here in the home office. So I know I'm forgetting people. So I guess we'll just have to I don't know. I'll just have to think about it. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Oh, I did want to bring this up, too. You know, we've talked a lot about Judge Warner and should he get his law license back. That was a big story in the newspaper. Let me say this. I ran into somebody yesterday who really had everybody's got strong opinions on this. I guess I should say that. Boy, there are strong opinions on this. Holy mackerel. On should this man get his law license back, and not very positive ones. And somebody said to me yesterday something that I thought was kind of interesting. They said, now, you could not even get hired at a department store if you had a felony. Now, how in the world should you get your law license back? I thought that was very interesting, a very interesting point. Does anybody and also they were not happy with the elected officials that wrote letters down there to get him reinstated as a lawyer. That on that list, it was listed in the paper, so I'm not talking out of school here. Judge Teresa Ballinger, Kerr Murray, County Commissioner, Judge Frericks, and there were others. I don't have the newspaper in front of me. But what do you make of that whole Judge Warner thing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss it to be sure. That's a real, real big issue with people. It has been ever since it happened, and looks like will continue to be. But what do you make of the idea of this happening? I don't know. It's very interesting. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. And again, we don't know if he's going to get his law license back. I don't want to phrase it like that at all, because we don't know. But we do know that people wrote letters encouraging that happen. Now, I believe the one holdout on saying no, he shouldn't get his law license back was Judge Edwards. And I hope I have that right. But that's how it is at this particular point. So there you go. Any opinion? 740-751-4038. Apparently, we are going to have a big temperature drop here in the next, day or so? The temperature's going to drop. But make sure you tune into that Veterans program tomorrow on Veterans Day, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. That will be well worth your time without question. 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind this morning, give us a buzz. We would enjoy hearing from you. Or anything to do with the elections. Let's see, what else is going on in the world these days? Anything interesting in the paper today? You know, I was kind of shocked. I did look at the paper online this morning, and there didn't seem to be a whole lot in there about the elections. But I don't get the paper copy, so there could be stuff in the paper copy that I'm missing. So let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything in the paper this morning that's of great interest to anybody? Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. Or if you want to talk about the fruitcake toss, or why I can't get a decent receipt from McDonald's, or have you tried the fruit quake Mountain Dew? Interesting stuff. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you at this point. That's the fun part, listening to what the audience has to say. I'll tell you, there are just certain quotes in life that stick out in your mind. And that quote from Governor Strickland this morning, to me, was a big, big quote, to say the least. But life goes on. Do you think that's true? And, you know, Jesus, invoking that term is hyperbole, but, I mean, do you think that's really the case, that Jesus himself could not win election as a Democrat in Ohio at this point? I mean, is that really what this has all broken down to? You know, I don't know. I just don't know about stuff like that anymore. You know, for all the politics that I cover, you might be shocked to know that I really am not a political person. I mean, I like questioning people in politics, and I try to keep my ears and eyes open, because that's what you should do as hopefully a good reporter. But I don't know. I am not totally wrapped up in politics. Let's put it that way. 740-751-4038. What do you make of all that terminology? Interesting day here. Was there anything? Does anybody got the actual paper in front of them? Are they covering the elections good today? You know, they did such a good job with the Warner story. You know, and we got to give them a nice compliment because of that. That I hope they are doing a good job in regard to this. I would like to think so. 740-751-4038. Phone lines remain open. All right. Well, you know, we've had a very serious week with all this. Does anybody know what's going on in Founders Park, by the way? That's also a big question. Does anybody know what's going on over in Founders Park? Is there anything of interest going on? Apparently, they're putting up frontier barricades and maybe have some food. I don't know. I don't know what's going over there. It's kind of hard to find this stuff out because it doesn't really get released anywhere. So does anybody know what's going on over in Founders Park? 740-751-4038. Okay. Fruitcake toss, Founders Park, and Veteran Show tomorrow. Or if you have any thoughts on Judge Warner possibly getting his law license back, or any thoughts on the election or Governor Strickland on this morning. I'll say this about Governor Strickland. Like him or dislike him, he's always available to come on and always very nice to me over the years. Okay. We had a family feud. Maybe you'll want to play Family Feud here for the last 20 minutes. Do want to remind everybody, Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up this morning, 10:15 a.m. to 12 noon, and Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. All right. What do we got here? Family Feud. Well, this is one we didn't finish last week, so I guess we can do this one. Name something you always find two of. Shoes was number two, and socks was number four. So there are still three answers. Name something you always find two of. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you always find two of. What would that be? Now, remember, we've got shoes. That's number two. We've got socks. That was number four. But there are still three answers. Name something you always find two of. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I just cannot imagine that Fruitquake Mountain Dew. I really can't. I just wonder if anybody else has tasted that. That just has to be vile, vile stuff. You know, because the fruitcake itself is really, oh, I don't even know. I can't even really speak about it. I think I'm traumatized by fruitcake. I don't know if I was hit by one and a kid with a kid or something. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'll tell you, name a talk show. Here's a trivia question for you, Adam. Name a talk show on God's green earth that in 3 days has a treasurer of the United States and two governors.
Well, Dick Cavett, eat your heart out.
Exactly.
He should come on the show and take some lessons from you.
Well,
the way around.
Big week. And I'll tell you what, love or hate Governor Strickland, that's going to be a quote that's going to live throughout Ohio for a while.
Yeah, I mean, a well-educated gentleman, very gracious to the station. We'll just leave it at that. But you're just like with Whaley. I appreciate people that come on and like they're having coffee with you.
Yeah,
that,
but
to me, is the big thing. Don't have to like them, you know, but very, very gracious. I mean, kind of surprised.
Well, I'll just say
I think he finds you to be just an excellent broadcasting dude.
Well, I will just say, and Mary Ellen had this has been a week for great, great quotes. Mary Ellen's quote yesterday was very fascinating, in which she said she did not know if popularity was transferable. I think that's a very interesting quote.
I didn't hear all of it. Did she mention about Reagan to Bush number one? Because that was probably why he got elected.
Well,
a large part of it.
We didn't talk about that, but
That's kind of how I saw it, because I remember that election. I mean, I worked on the opposing campaign, and I think if Pence runs for president, that may come into play. But you're going to feed off the person you were associated with. And think about Mary Ellen. I don't think she's ever done that. She has had her legacy on her own. I mean, she worked herself up. I mean, she mentioned she had to list herself as Mrs. Norman Withrow, even though she was a well-known office holder. I mean, she's self-made, and she's a legend for sure. It's always good to hear from her.
Well, and I think that quote was interesting, and I also think when she said that she had offered her services to Mayor Schertzer, and, I mean, she did obviously have an injury at the end, and so we're not saying... But I got the impression, I don't know if anything was ever taken up. I don't know. You know, who knows? Would it have helped?
Can I give a PG-rated answer?
Or yeah, go ahead.
Just my G-rated answer?
Go ahead.
Well, the PG would, of course, be a body part that women have. You probably know what...
No, that's not on the list.
Yeah, well, that's a good answer, though. But the G-rated answer, which probably isn't there because it's kind of cerebral, would be twins.
No, twins don't make the list
now,
either.
Now, twins is a good answer. I mean, arms and legs and eyes, those are boring. But I'm going to say twins. And under about 10 years old should just cover their ears. But my first answer, which also is a good answer, I just don't think it would be there, but it's amusing.
No.
But I still think twins is a good one.
Things that come in twos, so there you go.
Okay, well, wouldn't that kind of be by definition?
I don't know if that's the first thing that pops in my mind, but that's interesting.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much, Scott, and yes, keep up the good work, and when is King Charles going to be on? I keep asking you. I want to hear that really cool accent.
It might not be far off, you never know.
Yeah, I want to hear from Chucky Baby, as I call him.
Well, that would be a good guess. Didn't he have some eggs thrown at him yesterday? Didn't I read that?
Well, that's fine. Make yourself an omelet.
Well, I think
he would be a good guest. I mean, he's certainly a colorful character.
Well, yeah, but I don't know why people threw eggs at him. I didn't quite understand that.
I think that's kind of disrespectful.
Well, yeah, I would say so.
I think he's the king.
Well,
maybe they were trying to make chicken a la king or something, and you know they were thinking eggs and a chicken. Maybe that's what they had in mind. But
well, that was
it is disrespectful, but I think he would be a fine guest, and I think he's done some of the things that the royals aren't supposed to do. There are photos of him signing autographs. They're not supposed to do that as royal family members. So this would be the next step on a talk show from the Midwest of the United States, or formerly known as the colonies. So go for it, Scott. I would not put it past you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Well, maybe not. Let's try this again. Oh, my. The phones. One day I'll learn how to work the phone system. Go ahead, caller.
Twins?
No. Twins is not on the list.
But that is a good guess.
Well, it's a good guess, and it's also interesting because I think that is probably what Adam was thinking about.
Oh, am I on a delay? Did he already say that?
I think he did, but you're not on much of a delay because I was on the phone with him as you were calling, so it wasn't too much of a delay.
I haven't embarrassed myself.
Yeah, you got to advance up to the current minute here this morning.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, things that come... No, what is it? Name things you always find two of. Things you always find two of. We've got shoes and socks. Those are the only two right answers we have so far. Shoes was number two. Socks was number four. We've still got three answers. One, three, and five. Name something you always find two of. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. And we'll get you on the air here at WGH Talk. And maybe here comes a correct answer. All right, go ahead, caller.
Are you counting body parts like legs, arms, and eyes?
Yeah, body parts would count.
Well, I'll just say body parts. Does that take care of it, or do I need to say legs?
Yeah, you gotta be a little more specific.
Aw.
So you want to say legs, you say?
Well, I mentioned that first. Let's just say legs. I didn't know if you'd take body parts.
Yep, legs is number five on the list. You got it.
Scott, do you know if anybody wrote the FCC or did anything about trying to get it back on the radio?
You know, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't think they would tell me if I asked them. I don't know. They might have. I know a lot of people were talking about it.
Yeah, well, today, after today, it will be cold and bad weather, so I'll have that letter up to you. And another thing is, I haven't heard from anybody about the fruitcake toss, but my phone will give a beep, and I think people are texting me, and I don't text. So I'll have to call all these people again and leave a message that I don't text. They're either going to have to, you want them to call me or the radio station, and then I think next year when you have it, your listeners, you should give them 5 or 10 places to call.
Well, I
either each or do it some other way. Put it in the paper or, you know, or something. But
well,
I think they're texting me. And maybe a lot of them, if they say yes or no or whatever, they're doing it that way, and I don't do it.
Right. Well, hopefully we hear back from some of those people. You know, we're at 32, which is good, which is more than we had last year, and we're only into the month of November here. So we've still got time to hear back from these people. And like I said, after the election, people like Ray Grogan and the mayor are probably more amenable to take calls now that the election's over.
Well, I'll call them maybe Monday and then tell them if they tend to give me an answer, you know, as soon as they can and stuff and whatever. So.
Well, no, I appreciate it, but legs was on the list. Thank you.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, yes, legs was on the list. Name something you always find two of. We've got shoes, socks, and legs so far on the list. Shoes, socks, and legs. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. Apparently, there's an article. I don't know if this is in the paper today or not. It's kind of interesting. Meet the Marian Stars Dynamic Dozen selections for 2022. The top 12 leaders under the age of 40 in Marion County. Well, I don't know who that would be, but I guess it's in the paper today. So there you go. 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining answers here? Name something you always find two of. Shoes, socks, and legs we have. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining two? Kind of interesting here. You know, legs we got today. The other two we must have gotten last week. Shoes and socks, I believe, were picked up last week at one point. But we still have the number one answer. And we still have the number three answer. What might they be? 740-751-4038. Name something you always find two of. Legs, socks, and shoes. That's what we have so far. What are the other two? Inquiring minds want to know. 740-751-4038. Also, would you like to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss? You can call us and do that. 740-751-4038, December 15th at 7 p.m. That's the big fruitcake toss. Going to be a huge event. James Anderson, Ted Jolliffe, Mayor Kellogg, Dr. Davis, who's now the county commissioner, he's in it. So there you go. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say arms.
Arms. No arms on the list, but a good guess.
Are there still body parts, or that's the end of them?
You know, I wouldn't say. You could still guess more body parts.
Okay, and what was you talking about? Something in the paper?
Well,
something.
Yeah, I saw online here where there's some article being run about Marion's Dynamic Dozen. I don't know if this was in today's paper or is going to be in tomorrow, but apparently it's the 12 leaders age 40 and under.
No, it's not in today's, but can you read the whole paper online or just parts of it?
Well, I think you can read the whole thing online. I'm not sure how they work that out.
Well, do you still want the papers? Because I threw a bunch out, I think, yesterday or the day before.
Well, yeah, because I don't subscribe online, so I don't, I can only read the headline. I can't read the story online.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, because sometimes you mention that, and I thought, well, if he could read this online, you know, maybe he doesn't.
Oh, no, no.
The paper, but okay.
Yeah, the papers are good. But, yeah, like that article on Judge Warner. Now, I could read the headline, but I could not read the article, so I did not know who had said they would like to have him reinstated as a lawyer. So somebody called in and filled me in, which was good.
Well, I would like for you to have, I don't know, a patrolman or somebody on, because as I said a few months ago, I went out, I think somewhere on Hoffman Road, but it was getting dark. And when you turn off, I believe it was 203, if I'm getting my roads right, if they were turning and he was coming down the road, you can't make a turn more than 25 miles an hour. See, I can't figure it out. And if he was coming down the road at 55, he would have to slow down and stop at dead end. You either have to go, I think it's 203 left or right. And I took it, that's where it was. And it's like, I can't figure this out because Warners couldn't be going fast if they were on 203. I don't know where they live. And turning left, so they had to keep going down 203, and they wouldn't have hit him because he was on Semiron Hoffman. I think they were on 203. And it just didn't make sense to me. And I've been there to go out that way again. And but I'd like for somebody, I can't figure it out because I'd say it's 55 on, it's kind of country. You probably with deer, you wouldn't even go, well, it's nighttime. 55, because on those roads, you know, when it's getting dark, I don't go 55, even if it's 55. And I can't figure out if the kid was going 55, he would have to almost stop, and I didn't see where anything was hit. So I'm going to have to go back out there again, but I wish you'd have somebody on and explain exactly where he was, because I tried to figure it out and I couldn't.
Well, one of the other things that has never really been explained is who caused the accident. Now, we know what happened, but what happened? Who caused the accident? Who did somebody get in somebody else's lane? Did somebody drive off the side of the road? I still really don't know what, maybe I've just missed it, how the accident was caused.
Yeah, I can't get it either, and I didn't really look for a house, but if you're going to make a turn, you have to really slow down, you know, to make a turn, especially if he was sitting there, the impact, even if they were turning at 35, it couldn't have flipped his car and stuff. I just can't figure it out, but, you know, and different stuff. But I thought they said that she was driving. Somehow they did something to the, I don't know, to something, and somehow it put her behind the wheel driving. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully one day we'll have it all sorted out, but we'll find out if he gets his law license back, I guess.
Well, well, let's put it this way. I just seen where most of the states, well, one of them wants to pass it. I don't know if it's Illinois or what, but murder, you can murder somebody and be out the same day. I don't even think you have to post bond. And one state passing it where if somebody's in your yard burglarizing your house, I don't know if the police will take them. If they're trespassing and stuff, and it's ridiculous. I don't like guns. I mean, at home, you want to protect yourself, but I don't like those ones that, these AR-15s. You don't need those. If you can't hit somebody in a couple bullets, you don't need a gun. And I saw on my plastic thing, somebody in Philadelphia, I don't know if it was yesterday, they shot him 15 times. Now, if you're around guns, you maybe two shots you could kill him. You need 15 shots to kill him? No. And as more guns come out there, that's what I said, if they didn't have any laws about drunk driving, you would have thousands out there just causing wrecks. Something has to be done about the guns. But with all the bad people having them, the other people want them too, and stuff. But nobody needs that. I mean, if it blows a deer away, those R-15s, what does it do to a human? That's what they wanted for the war, to blow the enemy, I guess, to bits and stuff. And no, I see all the fire stick all the time, and sometimes in a weekend there'll be 30 shots. And little kids killed, to me, it's not worth carrying a gun. I don't know. I can see them at home if you want to protect yourself, but they're writing these laws now. Were they drugs? They don't want them in jail. I mean, it's just, and burglar, this one state is, I don't know which state it is, but murder, they're out the next day, and you know, and stuff, and they're poor, they can't really post bond. You'd have to read all this, I mean, see all this stuff. It's from Philadelphia. I always thought that was a nice place, it's just Pennsylvania, but they're one of the worst, even down in Tennessee, like Nashville, where Elvis is stuff. That place down there is a site, too. And that's why I listen to all my stick is all that stuff, because on the news, you really don't get that stuff. You might get a murder, but this just shows them, you know, right, like a week ago and stuff and things. But I'll get off here and try to think of another answer.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Well, we're down to the last 20 seconds. I do want to let everybody know that Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on when I go off the air today, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1, and I will be back on tomorrow starting at 8:15 a.m. and the big Veterans Day program tomorrow, 10:15 to 12 noon. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there, but when that all was going down, because that's a